Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered that when Silicon Valley starts talking about Taiwan, it isn't actually trying to understand Taiwan, it's trying to price it? In the first week of July, two Silicon Valley podcasts independently brought Taiwan to the table. Investor Naval argued that Taiwan cannot be held and will eventually be absorbed through gradual and unification. Trey Stephens, executive chairman of Enderil, put the probability of a change in the status quo within 10 years at over 90%. Their conclusions point in opposite directions, yet the gesture is identical. Both place Taiwan inside a spreadsheet and read out a cost, a probability, a risk. The thing that troubles me most is that 90% figure. Trey bundles three very different scenarios together into a single calculation. The Hong Kongization of Taiwan, a supply chain negotiation, and a full-scale military invasion. Define the outcome broadly enough, and some form of change within a decade becomes easy to imagine. 90% sounds alarming, but it's also memorable and marketable, because his company sells precisely the solution to the risk story he is telling. Yet the most significant absence in both episodes isn't who got the numbers wrong. It's that Taiwan itself was never at the table. The real Taiwan is anything but quiet right now. It is in the middle of heated, unresolved arguments about indigenous drone development, the proportion of defense spending, and civil defense training. The debate continues because the choice has not been made. Taiwan can be priced, but it will not be reduced to a single price. On this spreadsheet, there must be a column filled in Taiwan's own language, with Taiwan's own hand pressing the equals key.